Big Sag Energy.
Big Sag Energy. Welcome back to another episode of the Health and Well Show. You already know the vibe. If you've been tuned in, and if you're new, make sure you subscribe and join the tribe. Look, I'm here with none other than the one, the only, the mermaid, the sensation, Christina Dow.
Hi, how's it going?
Christina, everything is going real well. I'm happy
Perfect.
To be with you. Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing great. I feel like the divine feminine energy is really sweeping upon us right now.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do.
Tell me about divine feminine.
Okay, so
tell the audience what that is.
So I feel like that's what is the message for all of us this year. 2024 is really embodying the divine feminine, and that's for women, it's for men, it's for children, it's for all of us, it's for animals. And I feel like, you know, we can learn a lot from animals just from all of this, because they give so much to us and they ask for nothing back, right? And that really comes from unconditional love, which is the divine feminine, which is unconditional love. So really what it is just embodying everything that we are and not asking for anything back, just doing what we're doing without expectations.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So how did you come to this realization and into this line of work?
Ooh, good question. So obviously I'm a singer-songwriter. From a very young age, I would say from the age of my mother has got tape recordings of me at 2 years old singing. But even from the age of, I'd say, about 5 years old, I was really singing songs, recording a lot of stuff, especially Motown, Tamla Motown. I was obsessed with Marvin Gaye. I Heard It Through the Grapevine was my favorite track at the age of 7 years old.
Classic.
Right? I mean, for a seven-year-old, I think my parents were like, why is my seven-year-old playing this track on repeat? But right. Literally, Heard It Through the Grapevine has always been... my favorite song. And from then onwards, it was done. It was just a done deal. It's like soul music was a part of me, and embodying that and really just knowing how music is a vibration, and it's a healing vibration for all of us, and we need it, and for the planet, and for all of us to grow and heal, and just to really raise our vibration and to help us feel better. So even in the morning when you wake up, put a good song on, right? Put something on that makes us feel good.
I love that. And so much of the mainstream music I found is tuned to a low frequency. Do you know anything about this? Do you know anything about Hertz frequencies?
Ooh.
Can you enlighten the audience about, I mean, you're talking about,
you
know, sounds and vibrations and frequency. What exactly should we listen to? Should it just be any music? Or, different music makes, you know, different people feel good, but is there a universal music that we should be
absolutely listening to? And I love that you just mentioned that, because Hertz is so important, so I'm all about it. So my music, and I'm releasing my new EP, Elevate, it's going to be out in May. That's all high vibrational music, so it's on a Hertz of 800. Upwards, so 800 hertz is like manifestation.
Way over above love and authenticity.
Yeah, it's all, exactly. Wow. And as 600 and going up to 900, the frequency of God, right? So all of that stuff, it's
I gotta
right.
give you some space. You're shining bright right now.
No, it is. It really is. And honestly, that's why I made it. And so it's really all vibrating that high frequency music that's going to change our brain frequency, because we've got to understand that we've been programmed for all these years from the music industry that has literally tried to hold us down and have us programmed to the point where we're not reaching our potential. And that's part of my message to the planet, is really reach your potential, discover your purpose. Who are you? And by listening to music, you can really discover that, because I did, and it happened for me. And, you know, people like Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson, you know, they've been victimized by the music community and all of this, but their music was so high frequency, and nobody can deny that. You know, you put that music on and it instantly puts you in a good mood.
Right.
And that's because it's high vibrational music. And, you know, I grew up listening to that music, and now I make that music because I want to help people to really reach their potential and get there without having to use drugs, pharmaceuticals, you know, all these things that interfere with our brain chemistry. It's really not the best thing for us as humans. You know, we have to resort to natural ways of helping ourselves first, like go outside, get into nature, go to the beach, go to the woods, get next to a tree, go just look at a flower, you know what I'm saying? Right. Just like literally just go hug a tree. Like I love hugging trees. Every time I walk past a tree, I'll go for a hike, I touch it because they want to be touched by us. By the way, you can get a real energy upgrade by touching a tree trunk. So next time you go past a tree, touch it because it will upgrade your DNA.
Sheesh. Listen, if you didn't know, now you know.
It's true.
It's true. And it might sound crazy to somebody who's new to concepts like this, to be completely upfront with you, I'm glad you're saying these things because it's really affirming what I've discovered upon my journey. So we're tapped in, we're tuned in, and we're turned on. We're on the same frequency right now.
High frequency.
We are delivering this message to you straight from source.
Yep.
And
oh yeah,
the thing
this
is
not coming through me. This is literally being told to me right now, and it's very important for me to let everybody know. Don't let people hold you down. Don't let your boss, your friends, your parents, whoever it is that's saying, oh no, you shouldn't do that. You follow your heart because your heart knows, and it's your heart that knows the way, and your heart is your largest vibrational organ in the body, and our heart is bigger than our brain, and it has way more of higher frequency than anything else. You follow your heart, you'll never go wrong.
100%. So
right.
We mentioned waking up, starting the day with a positive
thought.
High
action.
Vibration. Music, action. What do we do though when we catch ourselves entering a low vibration? How can somebody maintain a high vibration? Because you have this energy that's just abundant, it's infinite.
Great question.
And people want to be able to tap into that.
Okay, so what I do personally is that when I start to feel a negative feeling or something like that, I will instantly get myself into nature. I'll go for a walk. I'll do some exercise. I'll do some yoga. I'll do some breath work. I'll just sit on my yoga mat and I'll just sit and just try to still my brain and meditate. I'll do some work, get focused on something else, another task that needs to be completed, finish the task. Give yourself credit for it. Always say, you know what? I did great today. Start being proud of the things that you do. Like really give yourself credit for the things that you accomplish every day because it's not easy. You know, it's not easy being alive these days. It's not. And we all chose to be here and we all have different reasons for doing this. And, you know, we all incarnated on this planet for a reason. And that's what my part of my journey is really to let people know why you incarnated. And you know, I can help people do that through one-to-one coaching, just from whatever it is, just even listening to my podcast. You don't have to pay nothing. Like, I'll do this stuff for free. Part of my journey is really just to spread the message that you can live your dream. Like, you can do whatever you want to do. You just have to tap into it and figure out what it actually is. And once you've discovered what it is, then you're just on a free running, like you're just on a downhill slope. You got this. Like, once you figure out what it is that you're here for, everything falls into place. Well, I tell you what, I do, and I love his stuff, and I love Esther Hicks. I love both of them, but I don't really listen to their stuff too much. But honestly, all I can tell you is that
she's channeling.
I've been doing this work for a long time, and I started doing this spiritual work about 20 years ago, and now I'm on a downhill slope, and I can just tell you that it works.
Good. So, why do you believe, after all of the research that you've done, or why do you feel like most people struggle to find their purpose? Is it because they're not doing all of these things, they're not giving to nature, they're not listening to the frequencies, they're not giving themselves credit, or is there another reason potentially? Why are people so lost?
Isn't that the $64 million question, Henry? So honestly, I'll tell you, I think there's a few reasons. I think the number one reason is that they don't want us to, you know, when I say they, I mean, you know, the powers that be that control us. They don't want people unleashing their power because guess what? That's going to threaten.
Oh, we're getting deep.
That's going to threaten.
Title of the podcast episode is Escaping the Matrix with Christina
Dow. Yes, Escape That Matrix. Yes, as soon as you escape that matrix, literally, like, your life will change. So, yeah, you know, I think that's part of it. Nobody wants to escape that controlled mechanism of, I should be doing this. I need to get married by 30. I need to have kids by 35. Like, it's all this
programming.
The programming, that's what I'm saying. It's the programming. And so when we escape that programming that has been done to us over all these years, going to school, going to college, going to university, and we realize you can do whatever you want to do, really, it's nothing to do with what they tell us that we're supposed to do. You're going to live your real life purpose and you're going to find it. And just listen to your heart. Honestly, that's the best advice I can give to anybody that's listening to this right now, is listen to your heart. Because your heart...
Why do people refuse to listen to their heart? Why do people do the opposite of what they know they should do, or what they want to do, or what feels best to them? Why do people make it so hard for themselves? Why do people decide to just opt out instead of opting in?
Wow, I mean, again, that's just a golden question, but I really think it's because they're scared. I think it's fear, and fear is the number one blocker to love. So as soon as people overcome the fear, they really accomplish everything they want to do.
So speaking about fear and speaking about love, I believe that people, generally speaking, live their lives either dictated by one or the other, fear or love. Every decision they're making is either governed by fear or it's governed by love. And any other emotion is going to fall under the umbrella of either fear or love. So let's just simplify it, call it fear and love. Why do you believe, or why do you feel like everyone is so afraid?
Oof. I'll tell you why, Henry, because...
What's creating this fear?
I'll tell you why, because it's the pathway to your dreams, and that's scary. It is.
The uncertainty, the unknown, what is it?
Yes, it's that uncertainty, it's that unknown, and...
The fear of the unknown.
Yes, yes, you're getting out of your comfort zone, you're getting out of everything that you're used to. And we're so ready to settle, right? Because it's like we only know what we know. Like the other day, my mom told me that she takes care of this older lady that just sits in her house all day and she never even goes outside. And I said to her, I said, please, can you like take her outside? And she goes, well, she's so weak, she can't even get outside. And I was like, well, can someone put her in a wheelchair and get her outside, right? At least there's a way to do it. There's always a way to get outside and get out of your comfort zone so you can reveal what's really available to you. And can you imagine all the people that sit in four walls of a house all day staring at a screen? All they do is just watch the TV all day, every day, and that's all that's available to them. When you realize that if you get out of that zone of just being comfortable, there's a whole world out there for you, and you can accomplish anything that you want to, literally anything, because the brain, whatever you dream, the brain can create. So our thoughts are so powerful. It's so important for people to really embody that and just do that every day.
Mastering their mind, controlling the inner dialogue. Let's talk about the comfort zone.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about, what is the comfort zone? This is your place of familiarity, where everything that you see is comforting. Why do you feel like people have this inability to get out of it? Is it the fear that's really stopping them, or is it that they just don't know? Is there an ignorance? Do people not know? Do people not really?
Honestly, that's a tough one, because I think it's a bit of both. But
or are you chosen? Are some people just not born for more? Are some people born for less?
I don't believe that. I think we're all born with infinite potential, and I think that we can all tap into it. But that's
but
it's
why
conditioning.
Why do some people, like you, Christina, why do some people have the ability to change their paradigm so dramatically?
I'll tell you why. It's because I always knew,
and
when
control
I,
the paradigm.
I just
and the
knew
subconscious mind.
That I, when I used to watch the TV when I was a little girl, and I would watch these TV, you know, obviously I'm from England, right? So I'd watch these American, like, TV shows. And I'd be like, I want to live that life. I want to live in California. I want to have that fun life in the sun. You know, I lived in England where it's all dreary and gray and raining every day. Like, I was so over it. Like, I was not happy. You know, even as a young child, and I was like, I don't want to live this life. So I changed it. I decided to be like, I am going to move there.
Conscious creating.
And I just, you know, that's when I want to spread that to everyone.
Creator of your reality.
Be the deliberate creator of your life. You can do that. You know, any person can do that. You just have to take control of your life. Take the control back. If it's a toxic partner, get rid of them. If it's a toxic family member, get rid of them. It doesn't matter. Just take control back of your life and just be the master of your creation. This life, we get one life in this lifetime, right? So make it a good one, because honestly, I just love humanity so much, and it just makes me so sad that so many people are not reaching their potential. It really does.
I agree with you. So that's obviously why you're so compelled and called to this line of work.
I'm very passionate about it.
You know, getting people to wake up.
Oh, yeah.
To live their true potential.
Live your dream.
Live their dream.
Live your dream. You can do it. I promise you. Just trust in yourself. Believe in yourself. And I have a track called Love Wins. You know, the music video is on YouTube.
Tell us where we can find you.
It's on YouTube. You can find me, Christina Dow. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on YouTube. I'm on all social media platforms. You can find me, and I'm available for one-to-one coaching, and I want to help people. I'm here, you know, I'm very busy, but you know, I'm available, and I want to help whoever feels called to want to work with me. You know, I'm here. So just let me know.
That's amazing. God bless you. So moving forward into 2024, 2025, we got so much going on. We got AI. We have the fucking solar eclipse that just happened. There's so much going on this this grid of the Matrix, fam. And if you're not aware of what's going on, you're probably going to get crushed. You're going to get straight crushed. You don't understand what's going on in the world, you're going to get straight fucking crushed. You're going to get dominated and just going to get capitalized on by those who are
absolutely
really ruling and running the system. So you either learn how to play the game or the game is going to play you.
Absolutely.
Christina, tell the people, why are you the one to listen to? Why you?
Listen, it's not about me. I'm a conduit for just raising the vibration for humanity. And I've always been like that since I was a kid. I've always wanted to be with animals. I've always
So we're talking about a collective consciousness.
Yeah, absolutely.
There is no you.
There's no me. And like, you know what, Henry, when you asked me earlier, you goes, what's the mission of Christina Dow? And I said, it's a movement. It's not me. I don't feel myself as a me, like, to be honest with you. Like, people are like, Christina Dow, is that your real name? I'm like, yeah. They don't believe me. But I'm like, yeah, like Dow Jones, you know. I don't care, like, you know,
ego. She's self-actualized. I don't, the identity.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't have it. I don't care about the ego. I don't care about any of it. To be honest with you, all I care about is raising the vibration for humans and animals. I'm sick of the torture of animals. I'm sick of the torture of human beings. I'm sick of the torture of children. I'm sick of the child abuse, the pedophilia. I'm sick of the abuse of women. That you know, the women being kept down and like being repressed. I'm sick of just, you know, even men, you know, like being abused. Like, I'm just the abuse of just humans in general needs to stop. Like, people have to figure it out, because unless you're actually living a high vibrational frequency life, you're never going to be a successful human. You know, karma is real. And I know that, you know, a lot of people don't understand that, but it is. And I've traveled the world, and I've lived in Asia. I've lived in the Middle East. I've lived in Europe. I lived in Dubai for 6 years. I saw a lot. You know, I've traveled all around Asia. I've studied Buddhism. I've studied Hinduism. I've studied Christianity. I've studied Muslim. You know, I've studied all of it. And what I can tell you is that it's all the same. And what matters is how you treat people on a daily basis, and what you believe you are worth as a human being is what you're going to receive from the universe.
Damn, you said it so clear, so concise. If you didn't catch that, run this back, listen to that. But you really have to believe it. That's the problem. It's all there. It's all here for you. You have to claim it. You really have to tell yourself wholeheartedly that you're worth it. That's the problem. You keep doubting yourself. You keep on putting yourself down. You're creating all the negative scenarios in your life. You're actually creating, whether you're conscious of it or not, your reality moment by moment. So, since we're free spirits, since everybody's tapped in.
Big Sag energy right now.
So since everybody's tapped into
no
the.
No filter.
We're not giving a fuck.
No, look, we're not.
Since we're tapped into this, we want the people to know. The time is now.
I have a track called that. I have a track called The Time Is Now. Oh my
That's
God.
That's a divine synchronicity.
I literally can't even believe you just said that, and it's a banger.
I didn't know that.
You guys get ready for the track. That track, The Time Is Now, is going to be huge. It's going to be... That's actually one of my favorite of my own tracks that I've written.
The Time Is Now, Christina Daug. It's going to be huge. Make sure you guys are on the lookout for that.
Yes. It's really very... Got a very important message. And it's literally like there's no more time to waste. The time is now. Just let it go. The time is now. Literally,
you hear that?
Like,
you just got blessed through the speakers for free.
Elevate and flow.
See, hey,
you got.
You heard it here first.
Literally, you got this, and just believe in yourself because it's happening. And this is the new frequency that's coming through. It's the age of Aquarius. We're not in the old age anymore. We're not in Pisces. We're in Aquarius energy right now, and this is not joking around. It's going to favor the bold. Mm-hmm. So make those bold steps. Take those steps. Do it.
You cannot second guess yourself. Stop being timid. Go for it. The second you think about it, go for it. Believe in yourself. Believe in the possibilities.
Absolutely.
Believe in the accomplishments. Stop believing the opposite
doubting.
Of what you want. Start leaning into what you want.
Yes.
Expect it. Demand what you want, and it will be, fam.
Absolutely. And just again, it's listen to your heart. Keep listening to your heart, because the brain can lead us astray, because that's the ego.
Listen to your heart. Take your mind with you.
Oh, the heart is number one. You know, our heart is our biggest brain.
Yeah, so your heart has a larger radius of awareness than your brain. So if you're in a room, your heart can actually detect and sense what's happening before your brain.
1,000%.
Yeah.
And that's one of my favorite facts.
If you didn't know, now you know.
Absolutely.
Go look that up. You know.
Yeah.
And we're only giving you just snippets of information. This is really nothing too crazy because we don't want to get you guys too confused.
Yeah.
But this is some food for thought. All right. Take this with you. Share this with somebody who cares. And as always, stay happy, healthy, wealthy, blessed, and focus on success.
Yeah, we love you. We want you to see you thrive, survive. We're done with surviving. It's all about thriving.
You gotta thrive. Going to 2025. Bars.
Oh yeah, 2025 is gonna be some big changes.
All right, so stop being a little bitch. If you're a man, man up, straight up. This is what it is, dog. Man up. You got your people counting on you. Women are counting on you. You gotta hit the gym. You got to get your mindset sharp. Get your money right. Stop doing fuckery. Like, it's all going to fuck you up at the end of the day, bro. Stop chasing pleasure. Stop chasing just instant gratification. And watch what happens. Watch how that shit goes. All right?
Peace.
One love.